Estimates by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, puts the total number of displaced population at a record 51 million people. Three-quarters of refugees and internally displaced people, or IDPs, are women and girls. The head of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Nyuka, said it was time to dramatically improve their situation. Because of existing gender inequalities, women and girls face more hardships, she noted.
In more and more parts of the world, Iraq, northern Nigeria, Syria, Somalia, Mali, just to name a few countries, violent extremists are taking control of territory and directly threatening and targeting women, girls, and their communities. This is the terror that contributes to the high levels of displacement we are discussing today. Women and girls are forced to marry their abductors and rapists or sold as slaves.
14 years ago, the UN passed a landmark resolution acknowledging the importance of women's participation in all aspects of peace building. But with the rising number of global crises, there are calls for a greater inclusion and active participation of women in peace and security issues. The Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of IDPs, Dr. Chaloka Beyani, echoes this view. He called for the participation and leadership of women in finding durable solutions to their specific needs. He warned, however, that displaced women often faced a double discrimination based on being an IDP and a woman.
Women and girls, during situations of conflict and violence, flee to escape arbitrary killings, rape, torture, inhuman or degrading treatment, or starvation. They may have been the victims of these violations themselves or see their loved ones attacked and abused. The experience of my mandate is that women and girls are targeted as a means of armed conflict to destroy and humiliate communities, to manipulate the demographic composition of communities for sexual slavery, including enforced concubinage, and sometimes suffer enforced sterilization.
Sud Alami is an Iraqi lawyer and the founder and director of Sa'd City Women's Center and Legal Clinic. She urged council members to take concrete steps to respond to the rights and needs of displaced women.
I see it in my daily work, how displaced women and girls are affected when they are forced to flee. Many are traumatized from the violence. Imagine fleeing because your daughter is at risk of being kidnapped, forced to marry a militant fighter, or trafficked into sexual slavery. Today must be about women and girls and responding to their rights and needs, promoting their rights, leadership, and voice.
Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General announced the release of a global study re-examining the organization's Women, Peace, and Security agenda by mid-2015. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.